Greece has carried out its largest ever evacuation, with wildfires raging on the islands of Rhodes, Evia and Corfu. In Rhodes, 19,000 people have been moved as a result of the fires, according to the fire department. Many were tourists stranded in hotels, with some forced to leave luggage and belongings behind as the flames spread. Residents from 17 villages in Corfu had to flee the fires, with communities in Evia, Greece's second largest island, also being evacuated. The wildfires emerged on the back of a succession of heatwaves, with temperatures hitting 45 degrees Celsius in some parts of Greece. Such fires are becoming increasingly common during the summer. In 2018, 104 people died in the Attica region due to wildfires. The phenomenon may be triggered by either natural or human causes, but human-caused climate change has fostered the perfect conditions for these kinds of fires to spread, according to scientists. Greece is not the only nation to be affected, with Italy, Croatia, Algeria and Tunisia all struggling to contain their own wildfires. In Sicily, Palermo Airport was closed as flames surrounded the southern city. Over 55 fires are reported to be burning throughout the island. The Mediterranean is particularly vulnerable to extreme heat, with incidents often occurring during peak tourist season. In Greece, tourism accounts for 25% of the GDP, with 1 in 5 jobs related to the tourist industry. With Rhodes and other islands on fire, a backlash is building over the decision made by travel companies to continue to send visitors to the region, despite the ongoing evacuation. Travelers looking to cancel their holidays discovered that they would not be covered by insurance plans.